This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
The number is 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord lines as the Desert Lynx has here on Discord. Desert Lynx, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. I hear you have Big Dash news for us.
Yes, I'm not sure if you've already covered it on the show.
We have not, as I understand it, we have not. And Dash is what?
Dash is digital cash. It's a cryptocurrency based on Bitcoin that is, in my view, the most fine-tuned to become digital cash, our everyday money, our everyday payment system.
Okay, what's the big news?
So Dash was recently listed on Coinbase Pro, with the exchange behind Coinbase, which is the popular broker app that I believe in late 2017 was number one in the App Store. And so this has been sort of a long time coming. But more importantly, of all the different cryptocurrencies, they decided to have Dash accepted within 5 minutes of deposit. Now, for the other ones, for example, say Bitcoin, they wait for 6 confirmations, which is close to an hour, until they recognize that as a deposit and not just, well, this could go either way at this point. They recognize the transaction is settled and final. But with Dash, it's within 5 minutes, which the only reason they would have done that is if they properly recognize that Dash has this new functionality called chain locks, which essentially makes it impossible to 51% attack, which is just technical jargon for attack the network.
Hack it, yeah. Yeah, I hear that now, I mean, so there's no possibility of doing what they call a double spend, counterfeiting the cryptocurrency?
No. There have been a few different protections against that in the past, but with the latest update of Dash, every single transaction is locked in permanently within just a couple of seconds. And, of course, that would mean it would probably make more sense for something like Coinbase to acknowledge a deposit as final within just a few seconds instead of a couple minutes. But, hey, baby steps. I think that since it's new technology and people are waiting to see if it's proven to be as effective as it claims to be, then, you know, I think they're waiting to see how things shake out before throwing all their faith in it.
Well, I guess the only way to find out is if someone actually performs the attack.
Yes, of course. Now, there have been attacks on other networks. Ethereum Classic, for example, famously got attacked. Horizon, formerly Zencash, got attacked, and they have since implemented their own kind of anti-51% attack. But a lot of people seem to consider that Bitcoin is too big to fail at this point in terms of it's too large and established a network in order to launch a successful attack. Now, it might be very difficult, but we have to also consider that, for example, the great majority of the network's infrastructure is based in China. And while they might not be under the same entity, one can easily imagine a state kind of attack compromising major mining pools. And that does not necessarily mean it would be a permanent attack. Of course, depending on where miners are located around the world, they can switch their hash power again. More technical in the wood stuff, but I don't think that we.
If the Chinese government somehow kidnapped, you know, the top five, CEOs of these mining companies in China.
Well, they don't need to kidnap them. It's China. They can just go have a conversation.
Yeah, well, you know, and so hit them in the knee with a wrench. And like, hey, you know, you're going to do what we want to do. We're going to perpetrate a 51% attack if that's what they wanted to do. And then they'd be pretty far along with that particular attack if that's what they chose to do.
Yes, exactly. And this has been viewed as something like, well, if you have a weaker chain, you have a weaker currency, then you kind of need some extra protection. But Bitcoin doesn't. And I think that while the first is true, The second, it might not necessarily be true. It's an evolve or die kind of a thing. The state will always be getting stronger, more clever, and study its opponents, i.e., proponents of freedom, much more closely. And so we always have to constantly evolve as well. So
this is a great feature for Dash, and I can see how this sets people's mind at ease a little bit. But I've been using Dash for transactions here in the state of New Hampshire for some time.
So
and without too many particular problems, none really related to the currency, more related to, you know, technical problems that spring up. And, you know, we're the vanguard here in New Hampshire. We've been we've had a community using Dash for longer than any place on the planet. But I recently saw, and when I was in Acapulco for Anarchapulco this year, I saw, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, Rod, this activist, Dash activist, went to Venezuela, and he showed that apparently there's widespread adoption in Venezuela for Dash. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yes, exactly. There have been a few different teams on the ground there that have gotten a great deal of advancement in merchant adoption. And, of course, it's an extremely volatile country, and so you have definitely a drop-off here and there and more added here and there. But the Dash economy is thriving very well. As of today, a single parking garage over the last month or so has had over 1,200 people pay in Dash for parking because it solves a very unique problem with their parking garage.
And what is
now,
that problem?
The point-of-sale system, as much as we like to focus on the hyperinflation in the country,
yep,
the currency problem, their point-of-sale systems, probably as a result of having to do those increasingly crazy calculations, those zeros at the end,
yep,
are very inefficient. And so, for example, if you go to the shopping mall and park in the garage, you can possibly be waiting like 30 minutes to an hour for your payment to process just to leave the mall. And so it's a huge pain point. There's lines of people out the door trying to pay. But if you have – there's someone there who will sell you Dash peer-to-peer right there, and you can instantly use that to then go pay for your parking and just be out in a couple minutes. And because of that unique problem that it solved, you have people now starting to use Dash on a greater scale.
Right, and it's one thing to use it for parking, but they can use that same Dash they purchased there, and they can use it at a pizza shop and a variety of places around town. Adoption appears to be getting widespread. I mean, you know, certainly more widespread than it is any place else for any other currency as far as usage and, you know, acceptance. And those are important things because if Venezuela can show itself to be a model for cryptocurrency acceptance, then you'll find, and the next government will come along that will hyperinflate its currency. There will be more irresponsible politicians that destroy the economies of their particular countries.
Guaranteed to happen.
I mean, Argentina's trying its best right now. Again, you know, their little merry-go-round of currency destruction that goes on in Argentina.
They didn't learn their lesson 20 years ago.
And the politicians are like, well, you know, whatever. You know, hey, you got to live with it because we make the currency. Well, not anymore, fellas. And if we can show that this, you know, this implementation works, and I agree with you, Dash has many features to it that make it desirable as a alternative to use as far as currency goes and stuff like that. I think BTC, what's known as Bitcoin itself, BTC is probably years away from what they're hoping to implement as far as, you know, widespread acceptance. But Dash, yeah, it can do it.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point, is there was a great foundation that was built by Bitcoin 10 years ago and excited a lot of people, and most modern technologies in that space, including Dash, of course, are built on top of it. And at some point, though, the free market is a brutal mistress. Everything works until it doesn't. And at some point, you're going to have to keep on evolving, keep on doing the best. And eventually, we're going to get out of this mostly speculative bubble that we're in with cryptocurrencies, where everyone says, oh, this is awesome. Everyone invests. People might buy a thing or two here or there, or in New Hampshire, even semi-frequently. But for the most part, no one's really using this stuff yet. The transaction counts are still pretty low. And eventually, if we're going to see this reach the whole world, we're going to start seeing much stiffer competition. People are going to take these seriously.
Desert Link,
a lot closer.
You have a lot of knowledge on cryptocurrencies. I have one more question. Will you hold the line?
Yes.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating or relationship life instead of being locked into certain relationship or marriage models that don't make you happy? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? You can do both. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Desert Links, a friend friend of the show. He spent some time co-host here, has called in to make, some pretty big news announcements about Dash. It's, I probably shouldn't try to repeat what you said there, Desert Links. Why don't you just quickly repeat what it was?
It's a peer-to-peer digital currency.
The feature for Dash.
Oh, right. Chain locks, which is an anti-51% attack measure.
Yep, and it allows you to basically confirm a transaction immediately?
Yes, there's a slightly separate functionality called Instant Send, which is put on by default, that confirms it and basically locks it in until the first confirmation. What chain locks does is make sure after the first confirmation, it's you don't need any more.
I see.
So, I mean, that's a little bit of a hair splitting under the hood stuff, but basically, together, yes, it's all final right away.
So, the question I had for you is you had said that you're hoping to get out of this world where the sort of speculative market surrounding cryptocurrencies and these sorts of things, and I too hope for that, because if we leave the speculative market, it means that we've reached the implementation phase of cryptocurrencies, and that's what we're all here for.
Yeah, we need to reach critical mass with cryptocurrency adoption, and that's why I think it's important to actually promote cryptocurrency. That's why I built CryptoTip.
But a lot of people, I'll talk about CryptoTip here shortly, a lot of people are, they did get in for speculative reasons, and, there was the big run-up in the price of Bitcoin, and Bitcoin's rebounded quite a bit, and people have declared crypto winter, as it's been called, to be over. But Bitcoin winter appears to be over, but maybe not so much altcoin winter.
Yeah.
Now, the rest of crypto.
It's still snowing in the crypto world.
Do you have any thoughts surrounding, the price and movement as far as the alt currencies out there?
Yes. I think that people saw that this technology attracted a whole lot of good speculation, right? People believing in a free economy of the future. A lot of people jumped in on it. And then when Bitcoin started to have scaling issues way back, I mean, honestly, later 2016, but it got really bad later 2017.
Yep.
People started to just throw money at all kinds of other stuff, saying, oh, could this be the next Bitcoin?
Sure.
Just start throwing money at it. And then now that the market dipped, and now a lot of people are going into, they're scared. So they're going with the girl who tuck them to the dance, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
They're all going back to the thing that they remember working. And right now, Bitcoin fees aren't really that bad. You can get by with a few cents. And, of course, how short our memories are, that just wait till it goes back up again. But still, right now it's a thing that works. And it has a lot of real-world utility from a pretty solid code base, and all the trading pairs across the world, all the liquidity, all the everything else, all the actual usefulness, not just, how does the tech work, but what can you do with it?
But Bitcoin devs, BTC devs, they acknowledge that they've got a scaling problem and they're working on it, but they also acknowledge they've got a ways to go before their solution is ready for prime time.
Oh, yes. And that's something that I remain a little bit doubtful of. In fact, if you go to bitcoinvisuals.com/lightning, you'll see that there's actual atrophy in the Lightning Network, which is the solution that they're using to essentially scale Bitcoin without increasing the block size. And, of course, everything's new in this technology. Who knows? It might blossom and become great. But my view on that personally is that it is a solution to a completely arbitrarily created limitation. It's just sort of like, well, what happens? How do you cut down on, say, the student loan crisis? What do we do about the student loan crisis? Well, part of it is just not create those regulatory barriers to begin with, and don't make those guaranteed loans either. There's a big problem that you don't necessarily need to fix. I'm kind of more of a fan of what the approach that Dash is taking, obviously, and Bitcoin Cash is another one that's on the same path of, let's just scale the network the way it was meant to be scaled. Let's just scale it on-chain, and if we've run into actual real limitations, not just, we can't have a block size larger than 1 megabyte, then at that point we'll be able to do something about it. And our own Dr. Darren Tapp, who's a free stater from New Hampshire, he is part of a research team at Arizona State University and has proven, specific to Dash, that has proven that the network can scale well beyond, say, PayPal levels on chain without anything else.
That's comforting to me. Darren Tapp is a brilliant man.
Yes, I know him.
Known him for years, and he has been very interested in alternative currencies since I've known him. And you know, if he makes a statement like that, it's comforting to me at the very least.
Yes, exactly. There's actual research and simulations, emulations, etc. to just make sure this kind of works. And sometimes you just never know until you hit some serious transaction volumes, which is why there's an occasional large stress test that goes through to just make sure that if something's going to break, it's going to break then before when you can just wait until the next day for everything to go back down again. You don't have to just, oh, now we're at complete capacity and now there's like a run on the banks, as it were. There's a scarcity crisis.
Desert Links, can you tell people who want to do a little more research on Dash how to start?
Yes. So first, dash.org is the main Dash website.
Like Dash isn't running. Dash.
Yes. Now if you go to dashnews.org, you get to go read up on all the good stuff that's happening if you want to stay current on what's going on.
Very good. Thank you for the call. It's dash.org, dashnews.org. Appreciate it, Desert Links.
Yep. Have a good one.
Let's go to the phones. Got Robbie calling in from New Hampshire. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, Michael. Mark should be.
A man who has been banned from the show. And making threats. So there you go.
Yeah, well, that's what he did.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones. Here we got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mark should be shot out of a cannon.
That would be awesome. No, it wouldn't. I am terrified of heights. I've done the zip lining thing. I'm never going to go skydiving. But I'm just not that. I'm not that guy. You know, when my feet are on the ground, I feel in control and I'm happy. But, you know, that whole let's go fast without, I don't know, it control does not make me happy.
You think you're not going to go skydiving.
Well, you know, that's what the parachute is for
penis.
Yeah. Let's see. So fun with Dickie and Jane. Here we go. So everybody at home, play along. So you go on the internet and open your browser. Go to dailylobo.com. Dailylobo.com.
Uh huh.
And then
hold on. Just hold the line. Hold the line. Dailylobo.com. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to bring you back. Okay.
Yep.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Mexico as Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren holding a rally in Washington Square Park in New York City. As for the latest CNN poll of the Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden leading with 24%, Warren at 18%, Bernie Sanders with 17% of the vote, Kamala Harris at 8%, and Mayor Pete at 6%.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame.
In other news, the New York Times added again before boarding Air Force One, President Trump addressing an article with yet another unsubstantiated accusation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's the president.
That a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Anyone can call in with any topic they have except for one person. Mm. And that person just called in and did what exactly the thing that he was banned for in the first place. Mm. Threatening people. And happens to be hosts, but whatever. So, the number, 855-450-3733. Let's go back to David in New Mexico, who encouraged us to go to dailylobo.com and something to do with Dick and Jane. I'm not sure what's going on here.
It's just an expression. Fun with, used to be an old movie, Fun with Dick and Jane.
Okay.
Mark should shoot himself in the foot like he always does.
So what's going on here? So yeah, what am I doing at dailylobo.com?
Dailylobo.com, a.k.a. the Daily Low Blow in this case. Oh, and by the way, Trump right now is doing his little talk here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as we speak.
Excellent.
So, Yeah, dailylobo.com, and I'm on Android with Google Chrome browser. Your results may vary. So if I look on the landing page, I scroll down just slightly, like down to culture, which is like three down for me.
Yeah, got it.
And then there is a byline, Michaela Grijalva or Grijalva, something like that.
All right, I'm looking.
I got it.
I got it. It's a strange-looking name.
Yeah, so you click on Michaela, and then up comes her stuff. And the second one down, Campus Crime Brief, September 12, 2019, you click on that one, and the fun begins.
All right.
So when that loads, like it's loading for me, and I got the on-air stalking and harassment.
Right, a criminal summons for the stalking has been issued to the man that has been calling the UNM radio station, KUNM, to speak about his hatred of several groups on air. David Olson called into the radio station on multiple occasions on Sunday, September the 1st, despite being already banned from speaking on the airwaves due to his harassing and hateful nature of his viewpoints, according to the police report. Olson has called KUNM on the past to discuss his dislike for Mexicans, Jews, American Indians, and the LGBT community. Any of these things true, David?
Well, the short answer is no. What they did is they took and a good lesson. If you want to lie and turn things around, is you listen to what somebody says, take actual words that they have used, and then apply a completely different meaning to whatever they did or said. And that's what they did here, and it's rather amusing. But it goes on to say, you'll see, Olson was previously issued an order on pre-adjudication diversion for a related incident. He and the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office agreed his previous case would be dismissed if Olson would have no further contact with the KUNM program, Let's Talk New Mexico, or KUNM News Director. The report said staff at KUNM believe Olson is a threat to them, as well as other students and staff on campus. So what they did is, in the previous thing that they're referring to, is that the Let's Talk New Mexico that is referenced in this article, they don't want me, they put me on their banned list, they don't want me to call in, and so I haven't been calling in for the last 2 years, even though I didn't even know that there was a court case against me. I hadn't gotten the warrant yet for 2 years, and I hadn't called in. And then I got served with that warrant, and we're in court on that one. And now, while we're in court on that one, we have this agreement, like it references here. And the agreement says that we'll dismiss this thing in December or in November if you continue to not call them like you already haven't been calling them. And so I haven't. And the order is very specific. It says person A, B, C, and D, don't talk to these guys, and don't call the program known as Let's Talk New Mexico. On top of that, we specifically addressed on the record in court that this was only for that one KUNM program. I could continue the interactions that I've had for a decade with other programs and other individuals at KUNM that are not listed in the agreement. So I continue to do that. And one, for instance, is a program called Singing Wire, which is a Native American. And I told you about this previously, where I call in each Sunday. They do shout outs, and I do a shout out to my kids. Like you said, put it out to the ether. Hey, kids, you've been disappeared for a decade, but I miss you and I love you. And the program director that's named here, Elaine Baumgartel, what she did is apparently she finally realized, or whatever, that I was calling into this other program. And so what she did is, once again, she called her private police force, the University of New Mexico police, and called them over and said, hey, this guy is not supposed to be calling the radio station, and he just called to this program here, Singing Wire. Arrest him. And so what the cop did, a M.G. Barreras, a cop at UNM, is she wrote out, just like the previous time, they wrote up a charge and they sent me a summons. And so there's a court date on the 25th of this month regarding this new charge that they're calling stalking. And so I don't know if you've seen the various different juxtaposition of things in this, but So the order says don't do this, and I haven't been doing this. But not satisfied, Elaine Baumgartel says I'm going to try, you know, to make some more stuff stick to the wall, and does what she did. And so she got the cop to write me up for a stalking charge for calling this other program that was discussed in court on the record as permissible. You follow?
I'm with you.
I'm with you so far.
So
yeah, okay.
They're saying something's illegal that is not illegal.
Right. They're saying something. They convinced the cop to actually charge me with something that was addressed specifically on the record in court as being okay per the legally binding agreement.
Right.
And somehow the cop was genius enough that apparently did not read the order that is available to see what
court, court orders are hard to read. It's a pain.
Yeah, well, this one is very succinct. It's just like one paragraph, and it's very clear. It says, do not contact these four people or this one program. That's what it says. And so
did you ever speak with the cop?
No, the cop never even attempted to contact me to get my side of the story. So there's you're on to something else. There's all kinds of strange stuff. You know, like if I call anytime I've ever called the cops on somebody I want to complain about, they usually get the other person's side of it, right?
Yeah.
And if there's a court order involved, like a restraining order, they usually say, hey, you got the order on you? Can I read it, please? Apparently, they didn't do that because this order is very clear. Also, if you study what's written in this article, right here, the Elaine Baumgartel, the UNM person, makes a legal admission to knowing about the order. It references the pre-adjudication diversion order. And so they're very aware, they admit knowing about the order and being aware of it, and by definition they have a copy of it because they agreed to it, and they know exactly what the order says, and they're attempting to charge for something that's not covered by that order. So anyway, just convoluted mess.
The fun goes on with you and your adventures with this publicly funded radio program. I'm curious how they came to the conclusion that you dislike all these ethnic groups, whereas you know, most of your stuff has to do with politicians.
Right. Here's what happened in a nutshell is after about, I don't know how many months it was, 6 months plus or minus of them refusing to take my calls to their call-in program, Let's Talk New Mexico, one of the discussions I had with Elaine Baumgartel is that she was discriminating against me because I see that in your staff and on your program, your guests, your staff, your content, your comments are all very favorable to Mexicans, Jews, American Indians, and
that's the best she's got, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate
the call, David. Gotta let you go. 855-450-3733.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just
$54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Final segment of Free Talk Live. You're welcome to give it a shot here. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or you can use Discord lines. Want to thank Teddy Graham, who's a gold amplifier, and you could be an amplifier, too, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Teddy Graham is a gold amplifier, which means $10 a month, but we ask for $5. If you listen to Free Talk Live and have listened for, call it 6 months, and you believe in the ideas of liberty, then you should, I think, support us, right? Like, you know, you're value for value here. We're providing a show for you all the time, and, you know, it seems like a generally a safe thing to do. $5 a month. You're not talking about too much money here, the cost of one of those fancy coffees that you might spend or something like that. And if we're providing something you enjoy listening to that much, then gosh darn it, you should support us. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's amp.freetalklive.com. I'm mostly talking to the podcast and streaming listeners, but hey, you know, if you're on the radio, there have been radio amplifiers, and we appreciate them too. Let's go on with this article from NPR about schools surveilling students. They're talking about this one kid who managed to get kicked out for his friend taking a picture of him with an airsoft rifle.
And putting a vaguely threatening caption on it.
Right. And his parents want to transfer him somewhere else because he got moved to this crappy school because his A-rated magnet school, he can't be there anymore. I don't know what the hell that means. So it's okay to shoot the kids at the crappy school, not okay to shoot the kids at the good school. Doesn't make any sense. His parents want to transfer him somewhere else, but they worry about his record now. It says Eric's dad. Anybody that doesn't know the story will read this and say, there's no way in the world I'm going to put this child in my school. Spokesman for the Miami-Dade school said the district takes threats seriously, investigates them thoroughly, and disciplines students when necessary.
Really? What'd they do to the other kid?
Probably nothing.
Nothing, probably.
For many students this new school year, I think that the best argument here is made by the parents, is that he never took the picture. He didn't capture the picture. He didn't spread the picture. So why are they punishing him?
Because he had the airsoft rifle.
Right, because he was in the picture. For many students, this new school year will mean more reasons to watch what they do or don't say online. Spurred in part by the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, a year and a half ago, students nationwide are collaborating with law enforcement in new ways and efforts to avoid the kind of tragedies that, while still rare, are far too familiar. They're investigating a new security technologies that scan social media posts and school assignments and even student emails for potential threats.
Oh, wow. Even going to read people's email.
Yeah. And these are, you know, a little frightening. Schools are reading, you know, emails. These companies say that they're saving lives. Privacy hawks and advocates for vulnerable students, such as those with disabilities, worry that new surveillance technologies could threaten students' privacy and have far-reaching implications.
You know what really bothers me about this is that they're trying to stigmatize gun ownership.
Oh, sure.
That's the big thing that really gets me here, is they're trying to say, if you're a gun owner or you have anything to do with guns,
you're a
dangerous person.
Since the
Which is obvious nonsense, but there it is.
Yep. Since the Parkland shooting, Miami-Dade School District has opened a police command center with live video feeds from 18,000 cameras located in its public schools.
Wait, how can anybody watch 18,000 cameras?
They've got a command center. It was installed GPS tracking on every school bus, and there's an app through which the public can report threats. August 1st, the state launched an ambitious data repository called the Florida School Safety Patrol. It's intended to collect information from school discipline records, law enforcement, and mental health and child welfare systems, and display it all in one place, alongside tips sent in by the public and automatic scans of social media posts for potential threats. It's the state's answer to a problem that policymakers have been trying to solve since 2018. Mass shootings at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which left 17 people dead and 17 injured. Various people had concerns that the confessed shooter was dangerous, but they aren't always comparing notes. So this is, you know, the old
communication
problems. Yeah,
so we need to put these systems. It's the same thing they said about 9/11.
Well, yeah, it actually is the same thing they said about 9/11, but I don't know that we have any information that any of these intelligence agencies are working together better than they were before.
They're not.
And, 9/11 resulted in what? The security apparatus being nationalized and, made more robust. But, frankly, it hasn't stopped anything.
Yeah, and we got 20 years of war to show for it.
The system has been controversial from the start. State advocates for students with disabilities, yeah, I said that. Social Sentinel, one of the largest companies in the business of scanning social media for schools, declined to be part of the portal because it said in a statement, "We did not feel comfortable participating in an extensive database of student profiles." The firm is still serving schools in Florida. It just won't link its results to the portal.
So the company that's actually in the business of watching your kids on social media wouldn't participate in this because it goes too far.
That's correct. They turn tail. The portal just launched, but officials involved with the process have already started to question whether it'll work as designed. Somebody made a government bunch of software for a government agency and it doesn't work? I'd like to remind
I've heard that story before.
That I believe it was until 2008, and I might not have my dates exactly right, but I think it was 2008, that the FBI finally could implement email.
Mm. That sounds about right.
I mean, it took them a decade of trying to implement email. And it was basically security issues. They didn't want agents being able, whatever.
There's still government agencies using floppy disks on a daily basis.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
How is that possible? What are they doing?
They're copying files to the floppy disk, and they're putting them in archives, and they're they're moving them around. They're
DOS still, programs, I
yes,
presume?
Ancient technology. I don't have the details in front of me. But
how can they even find a computer that'll run this stuff? Is it an emulator?
No, they still have actual ancient hardware.
Running the IBM XTs and that sort of thing.
It can still be found. I mean, there are still parts to...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Warehouses and whatnot.
Right, so... let's see. Question whether it'll be work as designed as a one-stop shop of information because of privacy concerns. No one will be able to access the data without authorization, and only a cop can see the law enforcement records, and only a school official can see the discipline records. So instead of integrating data, the portal essentially keeps it siloed.
So it doesn't actually do what it was meant to do because...
It does. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
The Department of Education and all the other stakeholders that were tasked with doing this have done the absolute best possible job they could with what they're asked to accomplish. Bob, somebody's name, Florida Sheriff and Chair of the state's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Commission said at a public meeting what they were asked to accomplish is, in essence, impossible.
Well, yeah.
Initially set up to investigate the Parkland shooting, the commission's brief has grown to encompass school safety across the state, including the porthole effort.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I mean, it is not uncommon for software developers to be tasked with impossible jobs.
Yeah, I mean, look at Obamacare. That rollout was, in the first days of that, the first months, it was a mess. It was a nightmare.
Late one night last spring after an event, David... somebody got an alert that someone might want to hurt his students. Cita Dino is the superintendent of schools at Old Bridge, New Jersey Safety, and has been an increasing concern at the suburban township as it's been around the United States. Cita Dino's first year as an assistant superintendent, 2012, not only was the year of the Sandy Hook shooting, but was when in his small community two young graduates of Old Bridge High School were shot and killed by a troubled veteran at a local supermarket. In response, the school district has hardened schools. CNET says more police, more security, more security measures at the doors. But he adds he has seen a new urgency in the past year. Things changed after Parkland, he says. He remembers a school board meeting with members of the public asking, "What are you going to do?" For his district, as for hundreds more around the country, the answer was new technology. Cittadino dug through his old phone messages and returned a call to Social Sentinel. It offers school professionals total awareness, the website says. Social Sentinel scans public posts and social media for potential threats to a school community, and the company won't say exactly how it identifies which accounts it scans. When a threat's found, it's shared automatically with the district officials and sometimes with police. Basically, you're going to have to get the rest of this on our feed. Go to telegram.freetalklive.com. That's telegram.freetalklive.com. But more or less, they're getting false alarms.
Mm.
And it doesn't take too many times for people to say the sky's falling and the sky doesn't fall for people to give up on it.
That's the way false alarms work.
Yeah. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch, and taxation is theft.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.